This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
She's a Texas tornado, and she come from Laredo, and she never could be true. She's as cute as a daisy, and she's driving me crazy, and I don't know what to do. All the boys hang around her just like the honeybees, but she just snaps her finger, and they drop to their knees. And though they try to persuade her, she's a Texas tornado, and she wants to be alone until the right man comes along. She's a Texas tornado, and she come from Laredo, and she likes to hear a hot guitar. Texas tornado, and she come from Laredo, and she likes to hear a fiddle too. Texas tornado, and she come from Laredo, and she never could be true. She's as cute as a daisy, and she's driving me crazy, and I don't know what to do. All the boys hang around her just like the honeybees, but she just snaps her finger, and they drop to their knees. Though they try to persuade her, she's a Texas tornado, and she wants to be alone until the right man comes along.
He's saying, ooh, see that willow bend, everything is swaying, ooh, seems to be a sadness in the sighing of the wind. Where he goes, darling, can you hear me? Ooh. Something that he knows seems to bring you near me. Ooh. Thought I heard you whisper in the sighing of the wind, sets my weary heart a-longing, yearning, dreaming,
starlight lost its meaning. Since you went away,
I'm gonna saddle up a pony and ride away out where the west winds blow, where the moon is shining down and the cattle prowl around. That is where I long to go. Happy go lucky and free, that's me, like the wind that blows across the great divide. Let me saddle up my pony and ride again, then I'll be satisfied. Oh, hi, hololo, hi, hololo, hi, hololo, oh, hi, hololo, hi, hololo, hi, hololo. Now I'm just a cowboy at heart, but I'm tired of these city ways. From my true love ahead to par, now I long for those good old western ways. Let me ride the range once more, let me rope, ride, ramble, and roar. I long to be free, give me my liberty. I'm just a Texas troubadour. I'm gonna saddle up my pony and ride away out where the west winds blow, where the moon is shining down and the cattle prowl around. That is where I long to go. Happy go lucky and free, that's me, like the wind that blows across the great divide. Let me saddle up my pony and ride again, then I'll be satisfied. Yodelay, 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 yodelay.
Kenny Roberts, one of the great yodelers, with Out Where the West Winds Blow. That's a song Rex Allen used to like to sing, and we heard Rex Allen's version of Texas Tornado. And in between, we heard the Sons of the Pioneers with the classic Wind. Now here's Kristen Harris with a song composed by Ray Whitley. Gene Autry used to like to sing it, and with good reason. It's a good song. It's called Rocky Canyon, and we'll hear from Ray Whitley himself right afterward.
Where the the evening, weaving the stars in the sky, rolling along, rolling along. Blue night falls, soft is the wind in the cool of the evening, humming the blue lullaby, blowing along. Still of the evening, coyote is howling nearby, hurry along, blue night fall.
Did you like that? Boy, I sure did. That was Blue Nightfall by Ray Whitley and his Six Bar Cowboys. That was from a film soundtrack, and you might have heard a little glitch in there about halfway through. That was where I had to cut out some dialogue, so we would just listen to the music. Hope you didn't mind that, and hope you enjoyed that song. Ray Whitley was the fellow who wrote Rocky Canyon, a song performed by Kristen Harris from her 2013 CD release. Ray Whitley, of course, was the fellow who wrote I'm Back in the Saddle Again. Ray sang it in a George O'Brien movie before Gene Autry heard it and made it his theme song. Well, now we've got a very special salute to a very special friend of ours. We go back a long way, back to the time when Doc Denning was working with the Sons of the Pioneers in 1981. That's where I first met him. We'd like to salute Doc now with a few of the songs he's recorded over the years, including something he might not even know he recorded with the Sons of the Pioneers. It was issued as a tape from a television broadcast, and I heard about it and bought it not too long after it came out. So that's a special surprise we'll play for you in just a few minutes. But first, let's go back to the beginning of Doc's recording career, back in the 1940s, when he was writing songs and recording them for the Four Star label. Here's one he recorded with his Four Star Rangers, titled After I've Spent My Best Years on You. Some fine Western swing from Doc Denning and his Four Star Rangers.
My reward, all that you can afford, after I've spent my best years on you. You cast me aside like an old worn-out shoe, after I've spent my best years on you. Where is your conscience? Have you no heart? How can you tell me you're through? Is this gratitude? How can you be so rude after I've spent my best years on you? You can afford after I've spent my best years on you. You've cast me aside like a worn-out GI shoe after I've spent my best years on you. Where is your conscience? Have you no heart? How can you tell me you're through? Is this gratitude? How can you be so rude after I've spent my best years on you?
Doc Denning from the spring of 1946 and one of his several four-star recordings with a group they named for that session, the Four Star Rangers. Actually, those fellows were mostly from the Spade Cooley and Tex Williams bands, so no wonder the band sounded mighty good. After I've spent my best years on you. Now, in 1948, when Tim Spencer decided he was going to retire from the Sons of the Pioneers, probably one of the fiddlers from that four-star session, named Billy Hill, he played on a lot of sessions for a lot of musicians. Well, Billy probably was the one who suggested to Tim Spencer that he call Doc Denning and ask him if he was interested in a job as Tim Spencer's replacement with the Sons of the Pioneers. Well, Doc was living in Chicago at the time, and he wasn't working in music. And his mother called him from Long Beach, California, and told him that Tim Spencer had phoned, and he wanted him to audition for the Sons of the Pioneers. But at that time, Doc didn't have the money to travel across country just for an audition. Ken Curtis, as we know now, got the job. But Doc says he's always wondered what would have happened if he had made that audition for the Sons of the Pioneers. Well, Doc was working in other areas, not in the music business at the time, and he continued to do that for a number of years. And then around 1980, maybe a little bit before, the Rainsmen offered him a position, and he took it. He joined the Rainsmen as a vocalist, as a fiddler, and as a composer. And here's a song he recorded with the Rainsmen in 1980. It's one he wrote, called Sentimental Trails.
Through the smoky haze in a campfire blaze, I see a sentimental trail I'll ride in reverie tonight. As the embers glow, they beckon me to go through my memory's parting veil.
Till the scenes of yesterday
gently from the world that surrounds you on a journey along trails that were nearly forgotten, warm in your heart. The dancing flames like fiery paintbrushes will create scenes from the past. There'll be faces, places,
Featuring Doc Denning on a song he composed titled Sentimental Trails from 1980. Well, that same year, the Rainsmen were asked to record a song for the soundtrack of a Clint Eastwood movie. The title of the film was Bronco Billy, and the record they made for that soundtrack featured Doc Denning singing lead. It's called Stardust Cowboy.
Stardust Cowboy. Your front yard was a prairie and you rode it on a broomstick horse. The Stardust Cowboy. When your trail began, did you ever dream you'd ride this far? Stardust Cowboy. Just give the folks a show, be a star-spangled hero, and in places like Old Cheyenne, they'll be remembering the Stardust Cowboy and how he grew up to be. Should know every turn in the trail. The Stardust Cowboy. Just cinch up your saddle, pull your hat down, and ride like hell. The Stardust Cowboy. Just give the folks a show, be a star-spangled hero, and in places like Old Cheyenne, they'll be remembering the Stardust Cowboy and how he grew up to be.
Doc Denning featured with the Rainsmen from the CD, or rather the LP, that was issued in conjunction with the movie Bronco Billy, the soundtrack LP. Well, now here is the surprise I mentioned a few minutes ago. It's a recording from 1981 while Doc was working, playing fiddle, with the Sons of the Pioneers. I was there in the audience when he played this song with them. And this was from the occasion where I met him. The guys were on television, and the camera and the tape machine caught this version of The Mystery of His Way. Here are the Sons of the Pioneers with Doc Denning on fiddle from 1981.
When angry storm clouds rise, and wild winds sky, I'm sure that this must be the then comes the glory morn. And bright new things are born. All this that I may see, the mystery of His way. So climb you to the highest mountain and look you to the world below. Living things drink from His fountain, then reaching for the sky they grow, and in choral voice they sing. This is a wondrous thing, and He will find a way.
Doc Denning playing fiddle with the Sons of the Pioneers in 1981 on a television appearance they made with Dale Evans. The song was The Mystery of His Way. Well, in 1982, the Rainsmen provided vocal backup for Don Edwards and on another album for Rex Allen Jr., but they didn't have any vocal solos, so I'm not going to play anything from those albums. I am going to play something from 1985, however. It's a Rainsmen album that featured a song called Green Ice and Mountain Men, with Doc Denning singing the solo.
Green ice on the river, when Chinooks begin to blow. Mountain men will rendezvous, as they did in the long, long ago.
Here's a toast to mountain men who fought to find the river's end. 100 years before the kivered wagons came. In blazing sun or dark of night, unafraid, they'd stand and fight a grizzly bear or jealous brave, 'twas all the same.
Though their bones mixed with dust, their old rifles turned to rust, they awake the warm Chinooks to blow in spring.
When green ice begins to move in canoes, they'll rendezvous, and canyon walls will bounce the echoes when they sing.
Green ice on the river, when Chinooks begin to blow. Mountain men will rendezvous, as they did in the long, long ago. Mountain men,
Ape Vermell, a mountain man, long-time rifle in his hand, with beaver traps he'd draw a map of his domain. And from the Sioux and Navajo to the wild Arapaho, no one lifted pelts where he staked out his claim.
When Injuns tried to take his scalp, mountain creatures gave him help. Startled wings to Ape Vermell were battle flags.
Those that tried to bring him down in their happy hunting ground, where at last the warrior's safe to boast and brag.
Green ice on the river, when Chinooks begin to blow. Mountain men will rendezvous, as they did in the long, long ago.
Doc Denning featured with the Rainsmen on Green Ice and Mountain Men from 1985. Well, in 1988, the Rainsmen recorded another great album. This one included a song featuring Doc Denning called Redwood Trees. We thought you might enjoy Doc's beautiful version of this great song. And then we'll follow with a single record he recorded for a small label based in Phoenix.
Heart of redwood trees, here where the ages pass, here in the warmth of the redwood trees, here where there's peace at last. See how they lift their lofty heads, and see how they've learned to pray. God must have stood where I'm standing now and talked with the redwood trees as he talked with me.
So you're going to ride the stagecoach? Well, now, is that a fact? And you hear the stagecoach etiquette? It'll keep your hide intact. I know some fools broke these rules, and I reckon more fools will. Their names are found down near the ground on markers at Boot Hill.
Here's advice for greenhorn travelers when you ride the overland stage. Tips for eastern travelers when you're rolling through the sage. Don't fault the food at the station or bash the bed at the inn. Don't dare cuss the reinsman or he'll bounce you out of your skin. Are you gonna ride the stagecoach to Dodge or Santa Fe? Well, here's a little tip or two to help you on your way.
If you got a pint to cut the dust, you ought to pass that jug around.
Smile a lot and you'll make friends before you're out of town. Stagecoach on down to San Antone. It might be well to keep in mind you seldom ride alone. There may be ladies present, and if there are, my friend,
don't smoke cigars, and if you chaw, never spit again in the wind.
Oh, no. Are you going to ride the stagecoach to California? Well, the road is mighty dusty and outlaws on the way.
Now put that stickum on your hair, it'll be mud to the roots.
Keep your watch and rings and things hidden in your boots. Stagecoach, and you want to stay alive. A tip to keep you safe and well and help you to arrive.
Don't argue religion or politics, cause some won't take it kind.
And the business end of a 44 will likely change your mind. Here's advice for greenhorn travelers when you ride the overland stage. Tips for eastern travelers when you're rolling through the sage. Don't fault the food at the station or bash the bed at the inn. And don't dare cuss the reinsman or he'll bounce you out of your skin.
Doc Denning with his 45 RPM single for the Comstock label based in Phoenix, Arizona, and a song called Stagecoach Etiquette. I believe that one was composed by the owner of that record label, Frank Farah. Well, in 1992, the Rainsmen were asked to donate some of their recordings and record a couple of new tracks for a special cassette that was given to a group called the Charlie Russell Riders. Here's one of the two new songs they recorded for that collection, and this one, of course, features Doc Denning. It's an Ian Tyson composition called The Gift. It's a story about Charlie Russell.
In old St. Louis, over in Missouri, mighty Mississippi, it rolls and flows. The son was born to Mary Russell and began the legend every cowboy knows. Young Kit Russell was born to wander every westward he was bound to roam. Just a kid of 16 in 1880, up in wild Montana, he found a home. God made Montana for the wild man, for the Piegan and the Sioux and Crow. But he saved his greatest gift for Charlie, saying, get her all down before she goes. You gotta get her all down, she's bound to go. God hung the stars over Tulip Basin. God put the magic in young Charlie's hand, and all was seen and all remembered. Every mountain, every longhorn brand, he could paint the light on horsehide shining, and the great passing herds of the buffalo, and a cow camp cold on a rainy morning, and the twisting wrist of the Hulan's robe. God made Montana for the wild man, for the Piegan and the Sioux and Crow. But he saved his greatest gift for Charlie, saying, get her all down before she goes. You gotta get her all down, she's bound to go. When the Lord called Charlie to his home up yonder, he said, Kit Russell, I've got a job for you. You're in charge of sunsets up in old Montana, 'cause I can't paint them quite as good as you. God made Montana for the wild man, for the Piegan and the Sioux and Crow. But he saved his greatest gift for Charlie, saying, get her all down before she goes. You gotta get her all down, she's bound to go. You gotta get her all down, she's bound.
The Rainsmen featuring Doc Denning with a song by Ian Tyson about the great artist Charles Russell. That's a very rare recording, and we hope you enjoyed it. Well, now in 1992, the Rainsmen recorded their last album with Doc Denning. He retired shortly afterwards, but he left a great legacy of Western music, including one of his finest compositions, in my opinion. It was inspired during one of the Rainsmen's frequent visits to Arizona. As Doc Denning was looking out over the desert at sunset, he wrote a song titled Arizona Sunset. Here he is to sing it for you.
Arizona
When twilight falls upon this land, and eventide is nigh, my love and I stand hand in hand beneath the western sky. The tall saguaro casts its shadow far across the sand, while rainbow rays attract my gaze and bathe this desert land. Deepest reds and brightest golds adorn an azure sky and cast a spell I know so well to lift my spirit high. If I should live 100 years or just another day, if I should sail the widest sea, no matter where I stray, I'll know the call of evening's fall when light and shadows blend and the air is on a sunset will bring me home again. Ancient Anasazi and Pueblo people knew the glory of a sunset such as this one that I view. No mortal artist e'er could catch the colors or this land. No one with oils and canvas match the master painter's hand. With wind-blown mist, the sun has kissed, his brushes touch the sky. A mural there for all to share, his gift to you and I feel a part of nature's heart and humble at the sight. As stars appear and seem so near and beckon coming night, the wanderlust may take me far and foreign lands I roam. The air is on a sunset will ever call me home.
The Rainsmen featuring Doc Denning on his own composition, Arizona Sunset. And that was from the last album Doc recorded with the Rainsmen. But he didn't stop making recordings. In his own studio, he put his vocal as well as instrumental skills to work, using overdubbing and multitracking so that he could play the various instruments that you'll hear on this next recording. And while I don't think he sings parts on this one, he recorded other songs where he'll sing each of the parts in a trio to make some beautiful harmony. But the only person involved in these recordings was Doc Denning himself. Right now we've got a song he recorded in 2001 called There Ain't No Fool Like an Old Fool. Here's Doc Denning after he retired from the Rainsmen.
I've lived many years, and hence you think a feller gains some sense, but sometimes foolish pride gets in your way. And then you'd try to do the things you did and act like you were still a kid. Well, it near turned out to be my judgment day. You see, a while back I went to a rodeo. Figured I'd sit and see the show, especially the Saddle Bronx, where I used to compete. Well, I took a stroll behind the chutes, and there I met some young galoots who eyed my belt and then checked out my feet. "Hey, Pop, you got a buckle there. Says you're a buster, better and fair. But them fancy boots, they're just made for hoofing." Well, I says, "I've stayed on many a horse and showed them critters who was boss, and I still can, and I ain't just a woofing." Well, he says they got a roan in the cage, and he's so old he's about my age, and he's all sweet and mellowed with the years. They says it'd give him such a treat to see an old champion in the seat. Well, I'm too proud to notice them sloping ears. Well, that old horse stood like a rock. Well, I climbed aboard, gave my hat a cock, and about that time that cayuse came uncorked. He looped the loop and barrel rolled and stood on his head, so I was told, the meanest hunk of meat I ever forked. My uppers came loose and bit my tongue. The stars came out and the birdies sung, and I thought I was gonna die right then and there. Then he humped his back and threw a fit. I lost a stirrup, my Levi's split, and I found myself a sailing through the air. With a mighty whump, I bit the dust. I felt like every bone was bust. I spit out clods and sat up with a groan. Well, nothing but my pride was broke. And them cowboys said it was all a joke. That hoss was a son of the strawberry roan. I tell you, that hoss was twice as bad as his legendary old granddad. I'm sure you've heard the song and story about him. Well, none of his kin's ever been rode. You climb up there, you're gonna get throwed. You risk your reputation, your life and limb. Well, the moral here is swallow your pride. Don't try to prove that you can ride or do anything you did in the days of yore. Just be content to do the things you can. You're a fool to act like you're still a young man. You'll wind up being mighty stiff and sore. Oh, there ain't no fool like an old fool. And at my age, I should have known to swallow my pride and not try to ride that son of the strawberry road.
Doc Denning all by himself with "There Ain't No Fool Like an Old Fool." That's another song he wrote, and on this recording, he played all the instruments. We're going to do one last song that includes Doc Denning. This is not one that features him, but he does play fiddle on it. It's important because it's one of the first recordings ever made by a group that you're familiar with, I'm sure, called the Sons of the San Joaquin. Doc helped them get started. He helped them make their first recordings back in 1990, I believe it was. On this one, he plays both fiddle and bass. Here's a song from one of their very first CDs. It's an old Sons of the Pioneers tune titled "When the Prairie Sun Climbs Out of the Hay."
When the prairie sun climbs out of the hay and spreads her blanket of light to hurt the stars from the night, we'll hit the old corral with a cowboy yell. When the prairie sun climbs out of the hay, you can hear them buckskins stomping around. The boss is happy to know the gang is raring to go. We'll hear the hoofbeats pound on the frosty ground when the prairie sun climbs out of the hay. It's early morning on the rolling range. The roundup has begun. And we'll be rocking on that rolling range when we see that rising sun. When the prairie sun climbs out of the hay and spreads a blanket of light to herd the stars from the night, we'll hit the old corral with a cowboy yell. When the prairie sun climbs out of the hay,
We'll saddle them up by the light of the moon and wait for the break of day. They seem to know that pretty soon we'll be rambling on our way. You can tie your bedding up in a knot. We'll see a lot of the plains before we need them again. Just let that bacon fry. We'll be riding high when the fairy sun climbs out of the hay.
The Sons of the San Joaquin from 1990. A very young group back then. With Doc Denning on fiddle, and When the Prairie Sun Climbs Out of the Hay. And that wraps up our salute to our dear friend, Doc Denning. And now I believe we have enough time to slip in a little western swing for you. This is from Cowboy Joe Babcock, the fellow who used to write songs for Marty Robbins, and he used to work in his band. He's got a new one titled Everything's Got a Swing in Texas.
There's something you should know. Everything's got a swing in Texas. When you're counting off that beat, you better watch those dancing feet, 'cause everything's got a swing in Texas. You better know faded love in San Antonio Road, and don't forget maiden prayer before you pack up and go, 'cause it takes a special feeling whipping fiddles and a steel. Everything's got a swing in Texas. You better know faded love in San Antonio Rose. Don't forget maiden prayer before you pack up and go, 'cause it takes a special feel, whipping fiddles and a steel, 'cause everything's got a swing in Texas. Everything's got a swing in Texas.
Starry night in a little town in old Mexico, I found my love down by the sea where soft trade winds blow. She came in the night with perfume that sweetened the air, and I lost my heart to the girl with gardenias in her hair. I glanced her way, she smiled and my heart started to sing. She came into my arms and the night became a sweet magic thing. When I held her close, I knew I'd follow her anywhere, and I lost my heart to the girl with gardenias in her hair. We shared through the night our love until the first light of dawn. Then one last kiss, and like a whisper on the wind, she was gone. I go each night to the places where she once spoke my name. Some call me fool, They say I'm chasing only a dream. But I know one day I'll turn and suddenly she'll be there. And I'll spend my life with a girl with gardenias in her hair.
Marty Robbins, the fellow cowboy Joe Babcock used to work with, and Girl with Gardenias in Her Hair.
Well, friends, that's about all the time we have for today. That old clock on the wall just won't keep still. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.
Here on the range I belong.